Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of So Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. I'm your co-host, Michelle Pache, filling in for Michael's wife, Jeannie. We warmly welcome you to the show today, and thank you for choosing to be with us. Today is Monday, September 23rd. Our call-in number is 646-200-4169. Press 1, and it puts you in the queue to talk with Michael. We would love to hear your comments and questions because then that makes just your show. So now let's welcome Michael in the process of learning forgiveness.
Well, thank you for that introduction, young lady. How are you today?
I'm good. Sliding in under the wire. I read the intro as written. However, I understand that we might have a little bit of a modified show today.
Well, actually, we were going to ask for everyone's indulgence. Since we're leaving the country for 6 weeks tomorrow, we need to be at the airport by about 11 o'clock, and we're still in 5 hours away from our destination. We're actually just finished visiting with Don Jackson, and for everybody that knows Donald, he's in Bradenton, Florida, and could use some support and prayers. He's actually on hospice. They're doing pain medication for him. Some of you who know Donald know that he, several years ago, about 20 years ago, found out he had prostate cancer, and that cancer has metastasized to some bone, and so he's going through some difficult times, and he's determined to come out the other side of it well and alive, but he's also preparing himself to say, well, you know, if it's time for me to go, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go hang out with God and see what happens next. So for those who would hold the space for Donald, we just left him and gave him a kiss on the forehead and said goodbye to him. So he and Dorothy Ann and the family, actually the whole family is there right now, and we just got to hang out with them for an hour or so. And I'm sitting in front of a restaurant where we're supposed to be meeting, having a meeting with two other folks that we know, Tony, who's the author of the book. Well, actually, she's got several books in play, but the Get Green, Go Clean Eco Diet. And she's getting ready to publish some children's books, and so we're meeting with her and her partner, who owns the Arise and Shine company. So we've just got so much on our plates that we were going to ask everybody's indulgence today, if you would, to just gently let the show go with us today. We've got to do this meeting and then 5-hour drive, and we've got to unload the van to get ready for intensives when we get back. Jeannie has a 4-day women healing women, and right now she's got about 3 spaces left in that intensive. And it looks like we are going to go ahead and do a 9-day, why is this happening to me again, at least set it up for beginning on December the 6th. So we haven't actually created a flyer for it, but we're in conversation, and it'll be in Pompano Beach as well. So if that comes together December 6th, we'll do a 9-day. That's a Friday. We'll start a 9-day, why is this happening to me again? And if you're interested in being part of it, if we do get enough interest with such short-term notice, we've had two or three people who've been saying, oh, please, you're going to be in Florida, do a Y intensive. And so we may do that, and we may not. It depends on what level of participation some folks have been expressing an interest. So it always depends on whether or not somebody actually jumps in and makes the commitment. So if you're interested in committing to that, or as I say, Jeannie has three spaces left in her Women Healing Women Retreat. Starts November, I don't have the calendar in front of me, I think it's the 13th. The schedule is on the website, so you can check it out there. And other than that, if you would indulge us, we're going to just cancel the show today and move forward with the long list of things that we have to get done in order to fly tomorrow to Sweden. And next Sunday, if everybody holds the space for us, on Sunday we'll be doing a 2-hour documentary interview with a medical magazine in Stockholm, Sweden, and then we'll be doing a Y workshop the following Friday night, and we'll fly Saturday morning to Copenhagen, where Niels Bohr's, the Nobel Prize-winning physicist, his granddaughter, is a medical doctor there, and she's sponsoring us. We'll be doing a Y workshop on Saturday afternoon. And then on Sunday, if all goes well, we'll perhaps be, she's working right now to include us in a conference that is being held in her grandfather's honor, physics and creativity. So hold the space that that all falls in place and comes through. We'll finish there. We'll be there about 4 or 5 days and then fly to Rome. And the Archbishop of the Syrian Orthodox Church is working to introduce us to and get a meeting with Pope Francis and introduce Aramaic forgiveness, which I think with what he's talking about, he just may well be the man who's liable to get behind it, and he'll understand with his interest in the poor and the downtrodden exactly why, from Yeshua's perspective in his native Aramaic, why the forgiveness that the Greek philosophy has given us is not working and why there are so many downtrodden and so much poverty in the world. And so hold the space that that door opens. Archbishop Donald was the man who married Jeannie and I, and I've worked with him for several years, and he was actually personal assistant to two popes and has been a medical consultant for five popes, but he does not have the contact in these last two regimes with Ratzinger and then now with Francis. But he's working on opening that door, so hold the space that all the passageways get greased and Rucka leads the way and opens the door for that to happen, and that we're hopefully 3 weeks from now sitting face-to-face with Pope Francis and presenting the Aramaic idea of forgiveness for him to carry to the world or support in the world. So there are just a few of the things that are happening, and then we fly from there to Portugal. We'll be in Portugal for about 8 days. We've got a Y workshop scheduled there. And we're going to make a little side trip to Spain. At least we're working on that. And then we'll get on a cruise ship. One of the things Jeannie and I like to do is to travel and cruise. And we basically find inexpensive cruises. And we get an inside cabin. And I just hole up in the room and write. So we'll get some writing done out of that trip. We've got 7 days at sea. And so that's kind of our itinerary for the next 6 weeks or so. We just ask you to hold the space, and we just ask you to understand that today we're just so much on our plate that we have to cancel the goal to do the show today. And we're going to let go of it, and we thank you all for being with us. And Michelle, thank you for opening the switchboard. Is there anything for us to be aware of in the chat room? Or
I think people are honoring your request. Nobody's got a hand up, and nobody's in the chat room.
All right. Well, we appreciate you, and as we'll be seeing how we can tap into the show as soon as we get to Sweden, and Dr. Tim, and you will be with Dr. Tim tomorrow on the show. We're going to be on an airplane. So I appreciate you and bless you, and thank you very much, and everybody, we love you, and hold the space for safe travels and lots of open doors as we deliver on a new level Aramaic forgiveness in Europe. Blessings. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com.